Welcome to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. Now, Dave Kerchovic is with me. My name's Penny Golden, and every time we do the show, there's music that plays at the beginning. And so
except
our producer
tonight.
Didn't make that happen. I usually interrupt the music, right, Dave?
You do. And we're waiting, and there's
so
no
today
music.
Today I didn't interrupt the music, and we have a brand new year. Isn't that fabulous?
I think it's a perfect way to start the year.
There you go.
And you know
so
why I say it's perfect?
The Truth About Prosperity. The Truth About Prosperity is brought to you once a month with Dave Kerchovic, Pat Kerchovic, and myself, Penny Golden. We talk about prosperity in all its different forms. We want to thank you for listening tonight. If you are new to listening to our show, please consider going over to the archive where you will find last year's shows. I think the tips we give are timeless. There's lots of great information there. And you can also reach out to us by calling into the show at 646-378-0378. Or you could email myself at pennygolden@comcast.net. And, Dave, what's a good contact for you?
Right now, dave@bodyworkshealingcenter.com.
Perfect.
Bodyworkshealingcenter.com.
Perfect. Okay. So, Dave?
Well, you know,
how's
I was...
How's the new year for you?
Starting before you started the advertisement about the show and all that, not an advertisement, but just describing what the show is, it's like, why did I say, well, that's a good thing. It's a good way to start the show. And I think that's just so valuable at this beginning of the year time frame, because like you said, asked me what's up for the year. Well, you know, things happen in life. Stuff doesn't go the way you plan. Just like, it's like, okay, we're waiting there for the, you know, the music to start and the introduction, and it didn't happen. And you have a choice. You can react to that unconsciously, or you can choose to respond consciously to it. And these are life's choices, because life happens, stuff happens. And I think that's just so cool that it just led with the show with that. So the moral of the story is what? You have a choice. Do you go with the flow, or do you resist the flow, and do you react? My life a long time ago was about reacting to whatever happened because it wasn't the way I wanted it to, and I had to blame someone for that. Whereas it's just so much easier just to go with the flow, but... And I think that's a good thing if you want to add that to your list of New Year's resolutions. I would add go with the flow.
Yeah, and you're right. And at first, when, you know, if you're in the habit of resisting, it's fun to resist, by the way, because you get to sit yourself in this really indignant position, like, how dare, and oh, my God, and you can create all this drama. And none of the heat falls on you. You can put all the heat and sarcasm on someone else. So it's a fun role to choose to resist the flow of what is just really happening in the moment and go ahead and create some drama or some heat. But the beauty of life does not live there. You know,
that's
the
well
fullness,
said, Penny. I
the
like
rich,
that.
The richness of life doesn't live there, right, Dave?
That's right.
And it's not until you make a commitment to yourself that you're having a rich life that doesn't have little dramas like that that suck people's energy, even other people's, even if it's not your energy. When you make that commitment, then you can see when you just go with the flow goes, it leads you to higher places that leave you always in a rich, prosperous, happy space, you know?
I know.
I just
but
said
I'm,
that.
I'm just taking a moment to write that down. The beauty of life does not reside in drama. Quote, unquote, Penny Golden.
Too funny.
But it is so true, Penny, and I'm just glad you brought that up. And I think, you know, it wasn't quite how we were going to talk about the show, you know, when we talked previous to the show, but when we're talking about the flow, one of the things that I think everyone needs to know, and this directly relates to prosperity, is that when you decide to not resist, and as Penny said, create heat, and we'll talk about that in a minute, then and you're going with the flow, it's as if you're going with the flow of the river as opposed to creating a dam. And if you've ever been in water and you're resisting the flow of the water, you know how much pressure that is. When you put a dam right. in front of the river, it's tremendous amount of pressure. But when you go with the flow, there is no pressure.
Right.
But here's the secret that most people don't know. They've heard what we're, you and I are talking about. They've heard, well, go with the flow, don't resist the flow. But when you're in the flow changes.
Okay. I'm going to say from memory, the third show we did talked a little bit about that. You touched on that. And you're right. Most people have heard that so many times that they don't necessarily know exactly what that means. So can you share more with us?
When you're in the flow, you're accepting everything that is happening around you. There's no resistance. You've basically surrendered. What have you surrendered to? Well, you've surrendered to what the universe has deemed to be appropriate in the moment. And when you do that, the entire force of the universe is at your conscious control because you're no longer resisting. That we are, and I know everyone's heard this too.
Dave, say
being.
That louder. Oh my God.
I don't even know what
say
I just
louder.
Said.
Huh? When you stop resisting and you totally surrender, this is what I heard.
Yeah.
That entire force of the whole universe is now with you.
Exactly. Exactly. Awesome. And it's only therefore waiting because it's just now flowing through you because you've not resisted it. It's always there for us. We are always this force, but we choose not to see it, not to recognize it. We choose to resist it for whatever story or belief we've created in the past. When we let go, when we surrender, that force is available to us. So then, that's the river, and the river is awaiting your command. It is waiting your command for what direction do you want to do? Where do you want to go with this? And the river will support you if you choose to support what the river wants. And the river wants to expand love. So,
and I think those people that are more visual, you can literally, it's the difference between drowning, feeling like you are drowning, and floating. To surrender is as if in a moment you were feeling like you were drowning and you just sort of laid back on your back and just started floating. And you just lift up to the surface of the water. And when you get to the top of that, to the surface, that's where your power is. Now you can direct the flow.
Exactly. And that's when we've recognized the God creators that we are. And we're co-creating the universe to bring about the good, the holy, and the beautiful along with God. It's God's design. It's the design of the universe. So, and then it's just a matter of how you want to do. You can do that if you want a new car. It'll show up, you know, if whatever you want. It will come to you. Because love is at the seed of that.
I think this is a great analogy, too, because when people are studying prosperity, it helps to know that prosperity, money, follows the same rules as water. And so money flows, and you can drain your bank account, and you can, you know. So you can use that analogy in a deeper way throughout your day and throughout your life to, you know, help you get that concept in. Sorry, I hope I didn't interrupt your flow.
No, I like that, the analogy with money, yeah. Flows like water. The bank, you know, it can be drained like water.
Yeah.
Very good.
So you
Very
are
good.
Doing the last, now you have another show on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, and you were the very first to come in and provide for the community a meditation. And that's monthly. If anybody wants to access that, they are in archives. And that's Full Moon Meditation that's done by Dave Kerchovic and his wife, Pat Kerchovic. And But you did some great things in this last one. Do you want to share with our listeners a little bit about that?
Do you mean the one that's coming up or the past one? Well, let me talk about the one that's coming up.
Tell us what you want to share because,
you
know, we,
let me talk about
we,
the one
you know,
that's coming up.
Fans of your show, and I'm a fan of that show, have been listening all along, but you're really offering more now. You're doing a little more lately.
Yeah, we have a guest on the show coming up on February 3rd at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's Michael and Lucy of SoulfulLiving.com. And what is interesting about that is that they are teachers of self-love. And that teaching of self-love is exactly the energy that if you get into will allow you to flow with the river. Because there is no resistance when you love self. When you love self, there's nothing outside of you that can hurt you. And you become one with the flow of the universe. So
beautiful.
It's a great teaching. It's a great way for you to develop prosperity consciousness is by turning inward to love self. And it's one of the most difficult things. It's easier. We've done many workshops. And we found a very interesting thing, and I don't know if you would believe this or not, but those who are in tune with themselves probably will recognize this. We do an exercise of forgiveness in a particular workshop that we do, and it's forgiveness of others and it's forgiveness of self. And what we found is it is easier for people to forgive others than it is for them to forgive themselves. We are our own worst critics. But when you can forgive yourself, you know what I'm talking about. when you can tap into that energy, you've really tapped into the source. And the source is at your command. So Michael and Lucy are doing, you know, co-creating this meditation with us on February 3rd, so I hope everyone joins us.
And that's free for everyone to join in. And they can access that on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, right?
That is correct.
Okay,
9 p.m.
Awesome.
Eastern Standard Time.
Great. So those are the listeners that want to either help get more into the flow or even if it's for the first time, get that sense or feeling of it. That's a good place where they can kind of gain more there. Beautiful. Thank you for doing that.
Yeah, it's our absolute pleasure. There's a tremendous joy that comes to us as we bring this out into the world. It's just fun. It's just fun. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, a lot of folks on the show, it's January, are looking at their New Year's resolutions. You know, and it's a time of reflection. It's like, oh, okay, I've, you know, said last year I was going to, I don't know, make more money, lose weight, work on my relationship. And the year goes by and nothing changes.
Yeah.
And you know, average lifespan, 79 years. You've only got 79 summers, 79 falls, 79 winters, and 79 springs to make a difference and to live the life you were meant to live. And now another year has gone by. Now you only have however many you have. What are we going to choose to do with that? How do we make this year different? That's the question. And being in the flow is a big, huge part of that. But I think one of the things that is worth talking about is, what is it that's keeping me from getting in the flow? How do I surrender? What do you mean by letting go? Letting go of what? You know, what are you talking about? And I think that's worthy of discussion.
Great. Is that what we're going to discuss tonight?
Would you like to talk about that some more with me?
Like for me, it's not to let go as much as to hold on.
Yes.
And maybe I have a misconcept. Mine is to hold on to the joy, hold on to. So I flip those words. That's a method I use. Maybe that's of use to anybody else out there. I don't know.
So you're saying that you're looking to hold on to the joy that you experienced last year, to the love that you experienced last year, to the prosperity you experienced last year, and bring
Absolutely.
That into this year and bring more of that in.
Yeah, because whatever we focus on increases. And if I spend time, you know, and sometimes I have to. Sometimes I have a thought in my head that I need to just let go of because that thought is not serving me. But as a practice, you know, I want to hold on to love. I want to hold on to joyful moments. I want to hold on to laughter. You know, when I hug someone, I want to hold them. I want to hold a little longer. So those states of feeling that are desirable, I want to hold on to those longer. And any
Absolutely.
Successes you had last year, if everybody's just counting up their failures, you know, count up some of your successes and hold on to those, because I think that's the foundation that you can build from.
Well, and it certainly circles back to self-love as well, because if you don't hold on to those, it's very easy to beat yourself up.
Right.
And that, I didn't do this, I didn't do that. Well, wait a minute. There's a lot of good that did happen. And let's build on that as a success to move forward. And that is a very effective tool that many motivational speakers and enlightened coaches use, that let's not focus on what didn't happen. Let's build on the success that we have, because one success attracts the next success, and you start to feel that energy and you get that momentum going. You know, like a steamship, you know, or an ocean liner. There's a lot of momentum. It takes a lot of energy to stop a ship that with that much mass when it's in motion. So create the mass of success consciousness, prosperity consciousness, love consciousness, unity consciousness, and let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow.
Oh. That's
I like
beautiful.
It.
Have you ever... And this has been years ago now, and Zig Ziglar has passed, but did you ever read Zig Ziglar's books?
I never did, but I know of him and the phenomenal motivational speaker and salesman that he was.
Yeah, and so one of his great stories in his speeches was, you know, when you're having a bad day, and so you wake up and somebody cuts you off in traffic, and so then you're having a bad day because some idiot just cut you off, and then you go into the office and the coffee's not made, and so you make that, but you didn't make it good enough and the boss is mad, and it goes on and on. He just would go through the whole day of a person, and every day, every time he'd tell this story, was a different day and a different person, so it was always humorous. And at the end of the day, he'd come home and, you know, he'd open the door and the cat would be right there where the door was, and he'd kick the cat. And that was his kick the cat story. And so he'd say, you know, you didn't have to wreck everybody else's day. You could have just went back home and kicked the cat, you know. But he was teaching people about that momentum, just like the steamship that builds up and continues to build and build and build. And it becomes a force. And that's the same as that force of the universe that, you know, you were talking about, Dave, earlier with the water. That force builds up in whatever direction you're going. It builds up in a positive way and in a negative way. So, yeah, good stuff.
Good stuff. And going back to the holding on then, so, I mean, Penny, what you've said is that you're holding on to the positive energies. So the other aspect of that, or the other side of the same coin, is the negative energies, those things that didn't go so well, those things that you set out to achieve that you didn't achieve. That's where the self-degradation comes in, that we, if we're going to be a conscious manifestor, we want to resist bringing those into the new year. It's like, okay, January is just about over here. What have I done so far? How have my how have my New Year's resolutions gone? Did I say I was going to go to the gym? Did I do it every day? How do I feel about it if I said I was going to do it every day or every other day and I didn't do it? Or I said I was going to not snack at night, but yet I'm snacking again. How do you feel about that? I mean, many people make these resolutions, and within weeks, the resolve has weakened. They've gone back to the older habits. How do we change that? What do we need to do? How do we get into the flow?
Well,
and I think, you know, and just to summarize what we've been talking about before, a big shift is a big choice is how I shift the energy and how I view this. Hold on to the positive energies, like Penny said, and let go of the negative and the defeats. And I think this is the thing people miss. And a lot of folks hear this, but they don't know what it means. It's like, oh, there's no past, there's no future, there's only now. There's the power of now. Okay, that's great, that's awesome. It's only the now. What does it mean for me now? What it means for me now is that I get to create a new now right now, because now is the only moment there is. That means I don't have to rely on any event that happened in the past to recreate my presence moment now. So, and this is where the Buddhist philosophy comes in about non-attachment. Non-attachment to not just the negative, but to the positive. Do not be attached to anything, and knowing with absolute faith that I can recreate anything in this current moment. So all the good things, all the joy that happened, I choose to recreate that in this moment, here, today, but all the negative and bad things that happened, I choose not to create them today. It's just simply a choice.
So if we've gotten to Buddha, you know, I think we're past me. Like, I am not at Buddha. I am not there.
I just know
but
that
I think it's
teaching.
It up.
One of the
I'm just
teachings.
Not there. You know, so for a practical thing, Dave, let's talk about that. If somebody has chosen to exercise and then they haven't met that standard that they set or that resolve that they made.
The practical aspect of that is do not be attached to the outcome. Intend the outcome, but if it doesn't happen, don't beat yourself up about it. Non-attachment frees the energy to allow you to not resist source. Attachment to the outcome restricts source energy.
Okay.
It happens or it doesn't happen. I'm fine either way. Happens or it doesn't happen, I'm fine either way. That goes back to self-love. I love myself no matter what happens.
Right. Now, is that you? Are you able to do that? Are you that Zen and Buddhist? Or like the Zen?
I like that. I'm that Zen.
I don't know.
I don't know anyone. Well, I'm sure there are beings that walk the planet today that are able to do that 24/7. I certainly am not. But I do have my moments and fantastic days as a result of that. And it all starts with breathing and meditating in the morning. I am a firm believer in starting your day the right way and also ending your day the right way. It works both ends of the coin, you know, like that
right,
too.
Right, right.
Because I think the beginning of the day is pretty obvious to folks. You know, start your day with positive energy. You've probably heard this before. And more positive will attract to you, will come to you. It's so absolutely true. I just, every day that I live my life, I just see that more and more. And when you're irritable, more comes. Yeah, and when you're irritable, it's easy to continue to be irritable unless you can find a way to break that cycle or the flow of that river.
Flow, yeah. And how do you do that? How do you do that, Dave? How do you break that?
Well, right now it's because I believe we've been meditating and breathing so long, and I know Pat's on the other end of the line, maybe she could chime in on this too, is that I think it gets, the more you practice it, the easier it gets. And it's very easy for me to take some conscious breaths and say, that's not how I want to be. And it totally shifts.
Okay.
For someone else, and, you know, it might be a day. They might have to go through, to the next day to forget about the energy of that moment. Earlier in my life, it would be a week.
Right?
Come on, Tricia.
Or
try,
yes,
try
no.
On
that's
that
true.
One.
No. That's true. That's true.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Pen. How are you?
Hello, beautiful. I'm doing great.
Good.
I knew I could come throughout on that one.
Yeah, sorry, I was late joining you.
A lot, but I think we're talking mostly about that, you know, the flow of energy, and also, you know, many people right now have set themselves up to change things in the new year. And some of them are actively doing it, but the greater portion are finding that that's harder than they thought. And
yep.
We're hoping to give them some insight on how to deal with the backlash of not holding strictly to those, and how to get back in the flow of creating the life they want. Is that a good sum up, Dave?
Yes, absolutely.
And what really shows up for me and the people that I've been working with is, you know, people go, okay, you know, it's the new year, and I'm going to do this. I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to go to the gym every day. I'm going to totally change my diet. I'm going to, and they have a list of 10 or 12 things, which is for most people unrealistic.
Yeah,
and
like
and,
almost every person.
Yes, yes, and it's like, okay, let's be practical. You know, change for a lot of people is very hard, and it comes with a focused intention and a big commitment. And you know, pick the one or two things that are most important to you, and really focus your energy on that. And if you if you don't go to the gym today, don't beat yourself up about it. You know. Be forgiving, and you know, well, today just it didn't work out for me, so I'm okay with that. Tomorrow I'll make a different choice, and then tomorrow decide what it's going to be. But I think, you know, being in integrity with yourself is a big problem for a lot of people. You know, people don't hold themselves accountable, and they're not in integrity with what they really want in their life, and they let other things, other people, other pressures become more important than their commitments to themselves. And I think a lot of times we're way more compassionate with others than we are ourselves, and we're really better at keeping promises to other people without making the promises important that we make to ourselves. And I think that in itself is something that we deserve to look at.
Yeah, I totally agree. Absolutely. I know that's going to resonate with a lot of listeners. I think everybody at various times in their life have had that experience and, you know, still have that. So, yeah, absolutely. And I still come back to, I think of, you know, what are fast and quick methods. And my fast and quick method is here is if it's bad, practice how fast you can let it go. If it's good, practice how long you can hold on to it.
But, you know, Penny, I work with a lot of people, and I think that is amazingly great advice. I think people do it backwards. I think people hold on and ruminate and self-deprecate on the mistakes they make, and it keeps it growing, keeps it centered, keeps it big in the solar plexus. People feel it, and they're so out of balance because they ruminate on the mistake or the thing where they didn't feel they measured up, and the joyful things, they just kind of, oh, yeah, that was great, but, you know, when they minimize the joy and just ruminate
maximize
on the negative.
Trauma.
So I love
right.
your approach. I love it, and I recommend everybody do what you do.
And I think that, you know, every resolution that you created, you can use that little method for, or you can just replace all of those resolutions with that. Because once you get in the habit of letting go of the bad quickly and just ask yourself the question, how fast can I forgive this? How fast can I forget this? How fast can I move past this? And then when you have something great, something good, whether it's, I mentioned earlier, whether it's a hug or a moment with somebody or the taste of something that somebody has prepared for you in your mouth, how long can I savor this? How long can I hold on to this? Once you create those as habits, the bad is less every day The good is better every day, and pretty soon your whole day is all good.
That's awesome.
You know, so it doesn't matter, like, if it's about the gym or what it's about. It's really more about you keeping control over your thoughts and your emotions, because that proverbial moment of now, nobody else can control that but you. Nobody else can control your thoughts and your feelings and how long you hold on to something or let it go except for you.
That's correct.
So
and
you're
you know,
in
when
control.
You think about the, you are. And when you think about the law of attraction, you're vibrating at whatever you're holding. And if you're holding on to the negative, you're going to vibrate at the negative and attract more negative. But if you're vibrating at, my God, that was a delicious meal, and I am so grateful that, you know, Dave prepared that for me, and I'm enjoying every morsel and the smell and the warmth and the flavors and the complexity of the meal. I mean, I didn't have to do anything but show up and eat it. You hold on to that, you're going to get more of that. So why wouldn't we want to make that choice?
Are you sure about that? Like, Dave's going to cook for you?
Well, I would hope so.
That's what I was thinking. When's that happening? I'm coming over. I mean, I'm sure Dave
that
would
then.
Cook if you,
okay.
Yeah, if you
they
cook
do
that,
next month,
Dave would cook.
Happens.
But you're a cook, so that's probably not happening as often.
We'll find out next month. Everyone stay tuned.
Yes, we will.
We'll see if this works.
But, you know, we love to beat ourselves up. We really do. And it's time
but
to
why?
Just say, you know, enough of that.
But why do we love it?
You know, I think it serves a purpose that we don't have to shine in the way that we know we could shine if we were, you know, if we were stepping into our power and into our brilliance.
Okay, and I think you're right on that. That is one good reason. What about you, Dave? Is there any more?
No, I'll let you guys keep going with this. I'm interested to hear what you have to say.
So, yeah, you know, I am kind of famous for that, kind of not wanting to shine out. So I'm glad you mentioned that, Pat, because I never would have. So that's perfect. And I think that also, I think that there is a power to not shining, that victimhood. You know, if something has
Absolutely.
Happened to you, then it's really easy for you to capture other people's attention and their time, their sympathy, by simply being in a less than position. And that happens to people sometimes through illness. If, you know, illness is very powerful because it demands that other people help care for you because you're ill. You're doing less than everybody else is doing or able to do less than everybody else is doing. So the underdog position can actually force others to step up for you. And if you recognize that in yourself at all, that is your place right there to make a shift and a change. Because the power that is within you is stronger and will take you further and farther than anybody else on the planet can. Nobody else can make your greatness come out. So if you're using any type of method like that to draw on other people, start to cut those ties free. Because you have to draw from within. That's where your greatness lies.
Well, and I think that's exactly right, Penny. And any time that you put your object of attention outside of yourself, you're denying the power. In other words, you know, like you said, an illness, well, it needs someone to take care of me. Well, that's a force outside of me. And, oh, you must care about me because you're taking care of me. And, you know, going back again to self-love, if one had love of self at a deep enough level, that thought would never enter their minds. And likely that person would never call in an illness to see the illusion that they need to get love from outside of themselves, yet it was always here within themselves. So at a deeper esoteric level, I see it as a, you know, why people are so attracted to it, to see the fallacy of it and to see how it just keeps bringing more and more drama or suffering or illness into our lives until we come to the point almost of desperation. It's like, I am so tired of this.
Yeah.
Isn't there something else? Isn't there some other way? And there is. But, I like the simple prescription. Well, hold on to the good and let go of the not so good. And each day, one grows a little more and one grows a little less. And the balance soon becomes noticeable in your life.
Absolutely.
And you can put a smile on your face.
Yeah. And I think that if there are people listening that have never really felt that power from within, then I suggest that you spend a little bit of time at Body Mind Spirit Radio, listen to some of the full moon meditations, which really activate powers within you. There are other great shows there as well that can assist you. And always where your greatest power lies is within you. So if you can find a way to connect within, your own heart center, the love of yourself, this is where all the power lies. So if you're at a place where you have been searching outside of yourself for so long and to no avail, you have not improved your life and come to a point of prosperity or joy, good. Now it's time to look within. That's where it's at.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, don't beat yourself up for that. Just say, you know what, tomorrow's a different day and we can make a new choice.
And something that metaphysically that's happening on the planet is that the energies are such that they support love. Anything that is not supporting love is getting bombarded with love, and therefore you're going to feel the resistance more. And what I mean by that, there'll be, for the same level of resistance, you're going to feel worse. This is now the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius is the age of love. I mean, it's upon us. 2012 was the final waning of the age of Pisces. It was a 50-year transition period. And it has ended. Love is on the planet today.
Wow.
And our choice is to receive it or resist it. Resistance is going to result in suffering. So when you take it to a deeper level, what's going on a macro universal basis is these energies are coming. And, honey, you can tell us, do not a lot of the clients that you're seeing sense this? There's more angst, there's more anxiety, there's more wondering, is this all there is? Isn't there something else? Isn't there a different way?
Yeah, I think people are coming to that awareness that, you know, I'm really tired of this, I'm done with this, it's not serving, and I need something different for my life. And I think that, you know, what's going on in the universe right now is supporting a more loving view of self and of stepping into, you know, a different way of being.
So it's never been easier to make a different choice, has it?
No.
Wow.
It really hasn't. It hasn't.
So what
not.
You guys
you know,
have
like Penny
said, I'm totally unaware of, like the age of Aquarius, this love energy, and also I'm not working with any clients. You guys are both working in the field, as healers and, you know, doing seminars and out really working with people. So you have that advantage to share what is happening in the now with people. So I'm so glad you guys shared that. Because for me, I'm in a world where, I'm already working with leaders and they've already adjusted in our searching within. And so thank you both for sharing that.
Yeah. But, you know, I guess I want to just really point out to people that when you say, well, that sounds easy, you know, that sounds easy for you to say but hard to do. Well, you know, when Penny talks about her strategy is I choose to hold on to the joy of the moment that I experience, it doesn't take any more energy to hold on to joy than to hold on to sorrow. It doesn't take any more energy to hold on to hope than it does to hold on to fear. So if we could just shift our perspective, it's really a choice. And we get to choreograph the next minute and the next. And if we fail in this minute, no big deal. You have the next minute and the minute after that and the minute after that. So we get
to
practice.
And it's kind of scary at first. When people first start doing this, I still recall, and we're talking like 30 years ago, I still recall like a sense of confusion and loss at letting go of drama. Like, but wait, I need to remember that because that jerk, and but wait, but I feel
yeah,
this
yeah,
and
yeah.
I should, you know, like I, there was all these little voices that were, you know, beckoning me to hold on to the negative and to the drama. So, you know, it's funny that I can still recall that. And I think that if anybody's new to this, they'll come up against those things as well. And that's where if you are really trying to shift your life with New Year's resolutions and changing your whole world and changing the whole year and your whole life, and you don't have a success record at that, like you didn't, you know, fulfill your ones last year, then working on this very small level of just doing it one emotion at a time or one thought at a time may be very powerful for you because you'll overcome those little voices and you'll learn what that was serving for you, that drama, because a little voice will come in. But, yeah, but if you forget, then you won't be able to. And it's all there. You know, it's all within your own mind and in your own heart, and you'll access that by, you know, just paying attention really to yourself. And it'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
If you don't
it
have
fun,
you can email me about it.
Well, it will be fun.
So we got to talk, Pat, before you were able to join us, a little bit about the next full moon meditation that you guys will be doing. And so that's going to be centered on love as well. So is the mantra love for the whole year now or for the whole 50 years? What's going on?
Dave?
Dave?
You were the one who was talking about the age of Aquarius. I don't know how long that age is.
Well, you know, another way to speak of love is unity consciousness. Unity consciousness is understanding that there is no you, there is no me, there's no separation in effect. It's all just, I'm not even going to say us, it's all I. And when you get to that point, everything just becomes profound, magical, mystical, and there's nothing to do but to be love that you really are. And when you start to do that, the expression of love is just joy. And I think people, you know, in my own mind, I grapple with what is joy, what is happiness. Joy is just an emotion that comes bubbling up from just the essence of your being that for no reason, for no event, for no happening, you're just living at the top of your world. You're ecstatic, you're passionate, your vitality is pushing through you. You're just joyful, you have a smile on your face that's permanently etched there.
Okay.
That is joy.
What is happiness?
And happiness then, as I would define it, is something happened and I'm happy because it happened.
Okay.
So one is conditional, one is not conditional. When one creates a life based on love and unity consciousness, joy becomes the expression. And that's what we meant earlier on in the conversation about it doesn't really matter where the flow is going and the non-attachment that the Buddhist, you know, focus on is that when one is non-attached, one looks, as you said, Penny, within for the source, and then the expression becomes just, it's automatic, it's joy. The Hindus call it ananda, bliss, enlightenment.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
Oh. I want that.
And let me say this, it's contagious. Because here you can do your own experiments. You don't have to take my word for it. try this. Get in that space. Go into work or go out upon your day and watch how people react to you. If you normally walk down the hall at work and you pass a coworker and they don't notice you or you don't notice them, watch and see if they don't smile or say a greeting to you. It will change. Your relationship with others will change. Pardon me?
You said get into that space. Hello.
Yep.
Is that like a car that's coming over my house and I open the door and hop in? How do I get there?
It's a spaceship from the outer space.
You've just changed the whole complexities of this show. No, seriously.
It's a UFO.
So for those who get into that.
You know, it's not something, I have to be honest, can it be done in, you know, one session? Sure it can, but spirituality is a practice. It's and it starts as a practice. And again, I think this is a profound difference. For most people, we need the discipline that I'm going to meditate or do my spiritual practice every day. How are you going to change your consciousness if you don't start to reprogram yourself? And you have to be consistent in that. But as one starts to be consistent, and they do it even if they're tired or they do it if they're not motivated and even if they don't get the results that they seem to get, transformation is still occurring at an energetic level. It's just not at a perceptible level. And as it changes, then just like we said about how Penny's technique is to focus more on the good and less on the not so good, all of that starts to permeate and percolate up as attracting more joy in the life. And what was once becoming a discipline or a practice now becomes a state of being. It's just who I am. Why would I do anything different? It's not a chore. I don't have to go out and do this or do that. I just do it because it's who I am. I choose to consciously connect to my source energy. And I don't have words to express it any other way. It's no longer a task.
I had an opportunity one time, Dave, to sit with someone from India who taught meditation in India. And she had a red dot on her head, and I don't know what her title was, but she was, to me at that moment, a guru. I only was in her presence for a couple of hours. I've never seen her again. But here's what she shared with me, and it's coming back to my remembrance. So I'm just going to share it because it may be useful. She said the complexities of what people believe is meditation and prayer and all of these things were often that things. But in truth, they were the absence of things. And so what she did for meditation, and this is how she taught it, she took her finger, she wet it with her tongue, and then she touched her nose so that her tip of her nose was wet. And then she closed her eyes and breathed in to feel the coolness of where her nose was wet and breathed out. She had everybody at the table do that, and at that moment, they let go of all the drama in their life, all the thoughts in their head, all the emotions that were bubbling up from their solar plexus, and they were joy. They were joy. Because that's the essence of who we are. And when you let go of all the chatter and drama, you're there already. You don't have to go there. You are that. So that just popped in my head. And I think I have shared that with other people and used that myself at times, so maybe that's useful.
It was useful to me. I just did it while you were talking. I liked it.
Right?
Yeah, I do too, actually.
It's meditation. It works.
Well, you know, what's fascinating about it is most meditation practitioners or someone that's guiding you in meditation, they all say, well, begin by focusing on your breath. Well, why do they do that? Well, there's lots of reasons for that, but let's just get down to one of them, is that when you wet your finger and put it on the tip of your nose, and when you focus on your breath, you bring yourself into the present moment and there is no thought anymore. My mind doesn't go anywhere because I'm focusing on how I'm breathing and on the wetness that I'm breathing in from my nose. So I like the wetness on the nose because it focuses you even more into the present moment than just focusing on the breath.
It's
feeling the breath.
And
yeah, feeling the breath is
like
is,
you're breathing all the time, but you're
right,
not always having your breath touch the skin like that. So it really does happen like that fast.
Exactly. Because it's more unique than just focusing on your breath, because a lot of people don't do that anyway, and they're breathing anyway, so it's harder to do that. But doing that nose thing, that is awesome.
Yeah, so
really,
if you want to know how to get to joy, just make sure nobody's looking or be willing to be laughed at. Wet your nose. Take a nice breath. And you can laugh at yourself because you will be sitting in joy. You will be joy. You will be who you are, and who you are is joy. So, yeah, it's
and
really cool.
If it can last a second, like Penny said, because we're getting near the end of the show, you know, there's only two things you need to think about. How fast can I forgive and forget the past, and how long can I hold on to the good and savor the good? So when you wet your nose, how long can I hold on to that feeling? And
yeah,
each time,
a little longer.
Let it last a little bit longer, and soon
right.
You'll be there.
And
simple
I did
prescription.
It too, while I was talking, so now I'm
how does it get any better than that? How does it? It does it. It's perfect.
Awesome.
It is. Well, thank you. Thank you, Penn.
Well,
I hope
thank
this
you
was
to the woman who shared it, and you know, it's. It's all good, you know. It's all good.
It is.
So we would love to hear from you, our listeners. We have evidence that, you know, thousands of people are listening in our archives, and we're grateful for that. And we hope that you are finding little jewels and little things that you can take and help make your life richer and happier. And if you wish to connect with us, you can reach me, Penny Golden, at pennygolden@comcast.net. And to reach Dave, you want to let them know how to reach you?
Sure. It's dave@bodyworkshealingcenter.com. And you can go to that website to learn more about our healing center we have in Plymouth, Michigan, or to the globalbreathinstitute.com, where there's a little bit more written about the breath. But that website is really just stagnant right now as we're beginning to birth the ascension breathing process, where we have tools and techniques and teachings on how do we ascend and rise above the limitation of thought to access our human potential and beyond. And
sorry, go ahead, Dave.
No, we're just looking forward to sharing it with as many people as want to hear and ride the wave of joy and bliss with us.
Awesome. Pat, before you give your information, I want to say that I don't offer any healing services, nor do I offer any classes or ways in which, you know, I can share with you many of the things that I've learned through the years, but Pat and Dave do. And so if you're local to Michigan, please connect with them at one of their two websites, email, see what classes they have going on. I mean, they literally do even things for free. They have energy healing Reiki shares for free. They have meditations, all these ways in which you can connect with like-minded people that are either in joy or working toward being in joy. So Dave and Pat, they're your duel to make that happen. And Pat, is there a way for them to connect with you?
Yes, my email address is pat@bodyworkshealingcenter.com.
So please do email us. Let us know what you would like to hear. Let us know any struggles that you're going through. When you talk with any of us, you're talking with someone who's not holding any judgment against you, but has chosen to hop on a path back to our self, to our soul, and if our path can guide you, if there are tips that we can share to assist you, we would love to hear from you.
Yeah,
if
we
you
definitely
have,
would.
Yes, and if you have something to add, because everyone has different jewels that they've sort of picked up along the way, then email us. Perhaps you could come and be a guest on the show and talk with us and share what you've learned throughout your life that could help other listeners. So please do connect with us.
And Penny, I'd like to just mention, because you put it out there, on February 20th to 22nd, Pat and I are leading a winter retreat. It's a residential retreat in Big Rapids, Michigan, which is near Cadillac, kind of up in the lower part of the snow country. And it'll be meditation, yoga, conscious breathing, and other cool stuff, and just absolutely delicious food, wholesomely provided in a very loving environment. And we would love to have folks. It's Friday evening through Sunday morning.
Yes, it's at the beautiful Inn at the Rustic Gate. And we would just love
beautiful
to have
there,
you there,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
it
my
is.
God,
and
it's
the
lovely.
Innkeepers.
I'm going to talk for the audience because, you know, they're not on the phone right now. So I'm going to talk for them. So can I come if I don't know how to meditate? Or did I need
Absolutely.
To know that?
Absolutely. You do not need to know how to meditate, and you never have had to have taken a yoga class in your life. So just
okay.
come.
Can I come if I'm overweight?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Can I come if I have some kind of, like, I only have one leg or, you know, one arm doesn't
absolutely.
Work well?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So there's no pre-requirements to come and begin on this path of learning to be more at peace and joy, and there's no pre-requirements?
No requirement, no.
Okay. And the people that typically show up to these, what kind of variety of people do you guys get? Do you get people that are just starting out on the path? Or is everybody there, you know, 112 pounds and doing headstands? What's happening?
No. Most of the people aren't 112 pounds doing headstands. And we get some people who come and have never taken a yoga class and kind of raise an eyebrow and aren't sure they want to do yoga, but they'll go out and hug a tree while we're doing yoga. So it's all good. We have, you know, alternatives for people, and people are creative enough to figure their own way. And we have everyone from couples to single people who are just coming because their friend wants them to and they decided it might be cool, to people who are really seeking and, you know, want to go deeper in their practices. So it runs the gamut.
And so it's
not
a boot
camp. But the Inn is an impeccable place. It's just an impeccable place. They hold beautiful energy. It's a lovely container to just rest and be and rejuvenate. So whatever your intention is, it's a yummy getaway in the middle of winter. So
we
come.
Even have Saturday afternoon is free time for you can ski, you can hike, you can just read, relax.
Sleep,
do whatever
talk,
you want to do.
Talk, rest, drink tea, whatever you want to do.
For Saturday afternoon. So there's a, you know, it's just a really nice, delightful time. In fact, when we did this last summer, we typically do it as an annual event, and the overwhelming response was, why do we have to wait another year to come and do this again? Why can't you do one in the winter? So we're doing one in the winter.
That's awesome. And one last thing on that, what about age? Is everybody 26? What, you know?
No.
So what, I mean, they're all 26 and their makeup's perfect. What's happening?
No. We've had people from as young as 19 to 75, 80.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
All of humanity could show up.
All of humanity.
If you're in the audience and you really want to get started, you want to connect and start to be around like-minded people, please consider coming to this event, this winter event that Dave and Pat have provided. And where can they find out more details about this particular event?
Go to our website, bodyworkshealingcenter.com, and click on the events page. There is a description there about the event. To register, you call the Inn. I don't have the phone number, but it's on the website. Or you can just call us at 734-416-5200, and we'll help you through that process.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Dave, so much.
Thank you, Penn.
Thank you, all of our listeners, for listening to Truth with, what is our show name? Truth About
the Truth
Prosperity.
About Prosperity.
There you go.
It must have been a good show.
Yes, I've enjoyed being here. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
And we'll look forward to next month, same time.
We do. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.